Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships, hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I'd like to read an article to you from the Christian Womanhood magazine, the April edition. It really touched my heart because I could relate to it. It's by Glenda Giesler of Mesa, Arizona. The hug that changed many. The most important year of my life was 1979, when many life-changing moments I will forever cherish took place. In January, I accepted Jesus as Savior and began to live to please Him. The Lord was working on the heart of a recent college graduate who lived around the block from me, Billy. His childhood friend finally persuaded him to visit the church I had begun attending after being saved. When he visited our college and career Sunday school class in June 1979, I recalled that this visitor was the teen I had once watched play basketball with my best friend's brother, Charlie Giesler. That recent college graduate very soon became my boyfriend. Charlie and I shared our thoughts, dreams, and more with one another, never tiring of each other's presence. I soon learned that Charlie's family readily hugged and said, "I love you," to one another. Unlike my Burris family, at the time I was 19 years old and couldn't recall hearing "I love you" from my parents. Perhaps I had some awkward hugs from my parents or grandparents, but never any displays of affection on a consistent basis. Showing affection was just something the Burris family did not do. The Lord knew I needed someone like Charlie in my life. My family needed him too. Charlie strongly suggested that I hug my mom and tell her I loved her. At the time, I wasn't even sure I loved her. I wanted to love her, but her angry actions toward me in the past had put a wedge between us. After getting up the courage, I finally decided to follow Charlie's advice. When I hugged my mom and awkwardly said, "I love you," I began to release the embrace, only to feel an even tighter embrace from her. Tears streamed down her face as she apologized to me for her past behavior. My family began to change that day. My dad wanted to have a similar moment with me at my wedding reception less than 5 months later on November 3rd, 1979. Yes, I married Charlie Giesler. Both of my parents decided to make Jesus their Savior about 7 years after I did. Our children and grandchildren were showered with love from my parents till the day they both went to heaven. What a difference Jesus makes in a family. This story is still very much alive in the Burris and Giesler families that have multiplied much in number over 42 years. My children and grandchildren were blessed with wonderful grandparents and great-grandparents. Here is some observation I have seen as a result of a special hug. Number one, my mom, who was reared in a broken home, learned to express her love. My dad, who was reared in a stable home, also learned, "And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sin." Number two, this once unsaved, rebellious teen learned to love her mom in the ways she thought weren't possible. "He that covereth transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth the matter separateth very friends." Number three, I learned that choosing godly friends can change multiple generations. Charlie was my friend when he strongly suggested that I express my love to my mom. "He that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed." The choices we make in a lifetime really do matter. Even when we or our parents mess up, we can, with the Lord's help, turn around a life or a family's life. Although not perfect at demonstrating love, I choose to express my love very often to my family with hugs and words. I have learned to do that with friends as well. Make a decision today to go and change a life with a hug. Isn't that a sweet story? I don't think I grew up with a lot of affection in my life. So when she submitted that article, I thought, yeah, I want to share that, because maybe there's more of you out there that you say, I'm just not an affectionate person. You know what? Just like Charlie told her, just do it anyway. And maybe it'll become natural to you. And maybe, who knows, after you've done it for a while, you might even start enjoying it. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.